Hey listeners, I've got the winner for the first Chip Chat Challenge. The first challenge was to define cloud computing, and we had some interesting entrants on our server room blog, and the winner is Madhu Justin. Madhu provided an acronym for cloud that is computing that leverages online utilities and data. We liked your creativity, Madhu, and for everybody else out there, thanks for participating and stay tuned for our next competition.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. I'm super excited to have Carolyn and Hanley in the studio with me today. Hey, Carolyn.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
Good. I've been a fan of yours for a long time.
Thank you.
You work in the data center group on workstations, which is somewhat of a misnomer. And today we're going to be talking about Intel's new workstations and some new capabilities that they're bringing to market.
Yes, with our 2011 entry-based workstation, it's based on the Intel Xeon processor E3 family. We're very excited to be providing Intel vPro technology on that workstation.
So the new workstation platforms are out, and we have some new capabilities around vPro. For those in the audience who have not heard of vPro before, can you just explain that technology?
What vPro is, it's a set of advanced manageability, security, and power management capabilities, and it's embedded into the hardware of a vPro platform. And because these capabilities are embedded into the CPU and the chipset, they're really available anytime, regardless of the platform state. So a good example would be if the OS is unresponsive, the power is off, or even if a hard drive has failed.
Does vPro have any play in beyond just remote management of the system around virtualization or security?
Yes. All of the same security and virtualization usage models that apply for desktop will apply for workstation. So a good example with vPro technology and our trusted execution technology, we provide a secure measured launch environment for the OS as well as for a virtualization environment. And a typical usage model for workstation with virtualization would be that, let's say, for example, a company has pretty high IP or specs that they don't want deployed on all workstations. Those specs could be delivered down securely in a virtualized environment down to the workstation.
So if people are designing something like a sports car or a CPU, for example, and only specific users are supposed to have access to specific files, that can be controlled with TXT and vPro?
Yes.
All right. What has the market response been for this technology in terms of the delivery on the workstation space? Is this something that people have been waiting for?
Yes. In fact, in our discussions with end users, they're very excited and they've been waiting for vPro technology on workstations. A really good value prop there is that they really want to be able to manage both their desktop and mobile environments and their workstations and have management consistency across all of those platforms. And by delivering vPro on workstation, we provide that management consistency.
And when it comes to the pragmatic deployment of these machines, is there anything new that IT needs to do to take advantage of it? You mentioned that most large corporations are already utilizing vPro.
They are. And we also have a broad software ecosystem support for vPro.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to put a vPro workstation in their environment, they can use their existing infrastructure and existing processes. So it should be a seamless implementation. And we also have the strong, robust software ecosystem. We have over 500 partner solutions available, and those range from enterprise management consoles, we have SMB solutions, we also have data protection and anti-theft, as well as help desk and remote control applications, even for managed service providers, for those who don't provide their own IT support.
Interesting. So the folks who are outsourcing their IT can use vPro as a common denominator for oversight of those PC resources.
Exactly.
And you mentioned the robust software ecosystem. Let's talk about that for a second. First of all, any companies in particular that have supported vPro? And also, why is software support so important for deployment of vPro?
We're in our fifth generation, and so software support is a critical capability, and it makes it more widely available across a broad spectrum of users. So in enterprise management consoles, we have support by Microsoft, Symantec, HP, Landesk, and others. In terms of virtualization solutions, we're working with Microsoft and Citrix. And we have a lot of other small business solutions and anti-theft solutions as well.
You know, the other thing that I've been hearing a lot in terms of remote manageability of machines is something called KVM. Can you tell me about that?
Because we have integrated graphics in the CPU, we support what's called keyboard video mouse redirection. And what KVM does is it provides full interactivity with that workstation. So the IT technician sees what the user sees through all of the platform boot stages. So, for example, they're able to solve more complex software problems, issues with BIOS. They can see the full startup and shutdown, even blue screens. So it's a very powerful capability, and we're very happy to offer that with our entry workstation platforms and vPro.
I guess the reason why that's so important is I would assume it would save from IT visits to the desk site as opposed to just remote control.
Exactly. Research has shown that about 20% of problems are pretty complex and they could require some user interaction. And so it makes it a lot easier for IT to solve those complex problems if they have this KVM capability.
So if people want to learn more about Intel's workstation platforms and the different products that you guys are bringing to market, where would they go?
They can go to intel.com/go/workstations.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Congratulations on your launch, Carolyn. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you.